If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking you a question. What do you want to change about your current life situation? You know, oftentimes we don't make changes to our current life situation until certain things happen, whether it's tragedy, a divorce, a health scare, or even a midlife crisis. And I don't think that it has to be like that. I think we can make changes to our current situation at any time, anywhere. Okay. I don't think it's got to be like making a New Year's resolution on New Year's, right? I mean, come on. We can make changes anytime we want. And so that's why I'd like to do the show today really on this topic and really focus on that, because I think it's a question we need to ask ourselves. I think it can really put us into a good thought process, as well as really thinking about our new perspective and our journey in this lifetime. You know, oftentimes I have clients that come into my office, they're in their late 40s, early 50s, and they complain about the fact that they feel that their life is behind them. They feel like life is passing them by. You know, what good is it for me to do therapy, or what good is it for me to do this or that, because I'm already 50 years in. How am I going to really change? But I really think that we need to think about it from a totally different perspective. I mean, for the most part, nowadays, with the health and the advancements and medical treatments and the advancement in health and wellness industry, I feel that we can live for a very long time. And I feel that if you're at the age of 40 or 50 right now, you have at least double that amount of time, another 50 years, to really claim this lifetime. And so what are you doing to claim this lifetime? What are you doing to really suck the marrow of life and get all there is? Because we have this one life to live. I know some people would say, well, you know what, Ashley, I'm trying my best. I'm working hard. I'm constantly in the office. I have this or that kind of stress or strain, and I don't really know what changes I can make. And I get it. I'm overworked, working 80 hours plus a week, trying to work on different things as well for my future, working on the stuff that pays the bills, but also the stuff that doesn't pay the bills, the stuff that I, for the most part, I love what I do. I don't love bookkeeping. I don't love a lot of the back office stuff. That's not my passion, you know, because I hear people say, well, you're doing your passion. Well, I'm doing my passion, but I'm also doing everything else, right? Clerical, website development, all that stuff that, do I like it? Not so much. Not so much. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of stuff behind the curtain that people don't see. And it's interesting, and that behind the curtain applies to everybody on this planet. You know, a lot of us spend a lot of time behind that curtain orchestrating things, taking care of stuff, working jobs, whether it's one, two, or three jobs, taking care of our family, our children, our marriage, our work, trying to stay healthy and trying to do what we can to stay healthy and happy and vibrant. You know, thinking about long-term goals, short-term goals, responsibilities, bill pay, all that stuff that goes into our day-to-day life. And so how do we carve out things in our life right now that we can literally focus and lean ourselves into a higher quality of life? What can we do right now to really propose ourselves as having a healthy and happy life? And what are some of the changes we need to make in our life that can really help us to get to that next level? You know, I find it very interesting because oftentimes people don't realize how important their health is. We don't realize how important health is, our health and wellness. And it's not until it's too late or we're, you know, having some sort of tragedy or we go into the hospital and they test us and we're positive for something. It's not until we get there that we start, you know, thinking about our mortality. We start thinking about how we're spending our time. We start thinking about how our health is, how our wellness is, and all those types of things. It's not until then that we begin to embrace that stuff and try to change our life for the better. Why do we have to wait for something like that to happen? Why do we have to wait for something like going to the hospital or being diagnosed with a disease or having to get surgery in order for us to actually get our health and wellness together and start focusing on living a higher quality of life and doing the things in life that makes us healthier? Oftentimes, you know, when I'm talking to my friends and family and they've been diagnosed with something, and it's at that point where they say, oh my God, what am I going to do? How am I going to change this? How am I going to turn the ship around? And I don't know why we wait for that. You know, oftentimes we believe that our health we can see from the outside in. We're not looking internally. We don't have a camera that we can look inside at our vessels and our heart and see exactly how things are going. And we're not living our life trying to be healthy inside out. We just want to look good on the outside. And it's interesting how it's not until there's something that goes wrong that we freak out and feel that we need to be taking every vitamin under the sun, getting tests run, doing all these things, when in reality, we need to be proactive. And I understand the last thing you want to do is go through a health scare. I mean, I've been putting off a couple of surgeries for a little while. I mean, it's not like I want to go do surgery. It's not my favorite thing. I'm sure for many of you, having surgery is not a favorite pastime. It's not like you're like, oh yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to have this surgery and it's going to be awesome. Okay, yeah, no. I get it. I'm there with you. I've been putting it off. And most of the reason why I've been putting it off is because both of these are going to take a lifestyle change for a while. One. Two, I'm not going to be able to get around like I get around. I'm going to have like a scooter or something like that. And it's not something that I'm ready to do. But, you know, I don't know how much farther I can push it back because of the pain that's associated with it. And so I have been working to feel better, take care of my body, take care of myself, taking, you know, various vitamins and minerals to make myself feel better, you know, doing a cleanse, you know, working on all these different things so that my body works more efficiently, more effectively. I feel better. I'm more aware. I'm more clear-headed, and I can make better decisions based on certain things. And I just feel better. And I remember back in the day, that was the last of my thoughts, you know. I mean, I've always thought about my health because I've always had to think about my health because of my situation. I think many of you who have listened to my show throughout the years know that I have a condition that I didn't understand. And I had it, you know, when I was born with it. And there were years and years and years and years, you know, almost 22 years to be exact, where I had experimental surgeries done on me. I almost died on the operating table several times. And it wasn't until I was in my early 20s that I was actually diagnosed correctly. And so when you live a life like that from the beginning of the onset of your birth on, it changes your life forever. And so I think that I can speak clearly on this subject with an effective knowledge and understanding because I have a different understanding than most people. Many people get sick later on in life. It's the first time they've ever been sick. They've never had to go through this. And so It's life-shattering. It's overwhelming. And when you've gone through this as a child all the way for the better part of the first 25 years of your life, it really puts things into perspective. And I realized that my health and wellness was such a big deal my whole time. It was constant. You know, with the handicap stickers and what have you, not being able to go places that you couldn't walk more than a few feet. It really constricted your ability to go and do stuff that other people could do, that other kids could do. And it's interesting, and I think because of that dynamic, because of that understanding, I can talk about the situation, about how important it is to change your current situation to make it work for you. It's about creating the proper change to make it work for you. It's about creating the proper change to do what you need to do in life. It's about creating that change and creating things that impact you in such a way that it adds to the quality of your life. That it impacts it in an amazingly creative, artistic way that can add to your value, add to your experience here on planet Earth. And better yet, you can feel good about the changes you've made and you can actually see the progress in your life. I've had some interesting benchmarks lately, and it seems that every single week of my life lately, I've been making some amazing strides and some amazing changes. I mean, my birthday was just 14 days ago. And it's interesting because, wow, ever since then, I've made some amazing strides in my life. I have decided to really begin again to really work on my health and wellness and to focus on it. And I'm going to be giving some tips and tricks on how to do that, as well as working through your career and trying to figure that out, as well as family and travel in the general huge direction of where you want to go. You know, I feel that many of us, if we don't pay attention to this, we'll have some sort of regret in our life. And the last thing we want in our life is regret. The last thing we want is to feel regret for the things we haven't done. The last thing we want in our life is to feel regret for stuff that we left undone. The last thing we want to do is to feel this regret in our life where we feel overwhelmed and sad about the things we haven't accomplished. I just don't want to do that. I just don't want to do that. I don't want to feel that way. I don't want to be that way. And I find it very interesting how oftentimes, because we're scared of change and because of the fear of change, we'd rather do the same thing over and over again and risk that regret and have that regret for the rest of our life instead of putting ourselves out there and basically doing the things that are uncomfortable to us. And that's, I'm walking through it right now in my own life. And so that's why this timing of this show is so amazing. And I hope that it inspires you to make the changes and to get out of the comfort zone just like I need to. Check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com. Ashley, BERGES.com. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. Be back this time in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
And jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking the question, what do you want to change about your current life situation? Now, you know, I think it's interesting how often many of us feel as though we have to wait for some big catastrophe, tragedy, change, a change that's been forced on us to make changes in our life. Maybe we wait for the midlife crisis to show up and to rear its interesting head. What do we do? I feel that if we're waiting for some sort of year or time or tragedy, I feel like we're waiting the rest of our life. I feel like it's time now. Why not make changes now? I feel that many of us will feel regret later on in our life because we haven't made appropriate changes. We're too scared to change. And because we're too scared to change, we live with regret later on. It's like we're in that comfort zone, but we don't know how to get out of it. We're scared to get out of it, and we're not sure what we need to do next. And so this show is dedicated to anybody that feels like there should be more to this life. For anybody out there who's listening that believes that they'd like to do more in their life, accomplish more, feel more, because you know you have this one life to live. You know, I think it's interesting because oftentimes we live this life as if we have many lives. And I'm not going to argue with multiple lifetimes or anything like that. I'm not going to argue because I think that everybody has the ability to see their future as to what they want it to be, to create it as they want to. I'm not going to be the future police and tell you, no, you have no other lives. No, I'm not going to say that. But you're in this life right now. And I got a funny feeling that even if you come back or you do other stuff, you still don't, it's not with the same brain intact and that kind of thing. And maybe it is, but I feel that let's live this life. Let's not focus on future lives. Let's not focus on the future. Let's live this life. And I feel that many people out there don't live this life that much. We go through the motions. We live in the same house. We do the same thing. You know, we go to work at the same time every day. You know, when change arises, we're fearful. We're scared. It scares us. It impacts us. And we've got to make changes. We've got to do it. And it's hard. It's scary. It's not hard. It's just scary. I need to do something. I've been putting it off for a while. I think timing is good. But, you know, when is timing going to ever be perfect? When is timing ever going to be perfect for you? You know, oftentimes we put things in our way. Like, for example, I remember when I was a lot younger and I wanted to be a wedding photographer. And I told my family, I need a better camera. I need a better camera, Mom. I need a better camera, Dad. Yeah, they're like, you have a camera. Go use what you have. That example is very clear for anything you're doing. Whether you want to start a company, well, I need more people, or I need more this, or I need more that, or I really want to pursue a career in acting, but I need to do this before I do this, or before I move to New York, or before I move to LA. Why? Again, it's another barrier to getting to our goals. It's another barrier because it's scary. I'd rather find all these other faults and problems, right? Yeah. And I'm part of that too, okay? I fall into that category as well. I find reasons why I can't do something. You know, I put it off. I'll find reasons why I'm not good enough to do X, Y, Z. You see what I'm saying? It's real. I feel it. And I understand. And so on the show today, I really want to focus first on the health and wellness aspect, because you've got to do whatever you can. Whatever age you are, it doesn't matter if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, you've got to start taking care of your health. Even if you start now and really focusing on it, it can really change your life forever. I found that the more I take care of myself, the better I eat, the more I drink quality water, the less I drink of alcohol, you know, quitting smoking, doing these things. You know, maybe stopping to not drink anymore, whatever that looks like, it can really change your health. Not only does it change your health, not only does it change your looks, okay? I remember when I quit smoking years ago. And, you know, it was after about 6 months, you know, you forget that it was that big of a deal. After 6 months after quitting, it's gone. If you do it right and you really quit, you forget about it. It's not like it's on your mind all the time. Maybe I was lucky. And I remember I'd run into people that I hadn't seen in a few months, and they were all like, "Oh my God, your face looks so good. Wow, what have you done? You know, your hair looks good. Your face looks good. You look, you know, better than you've ever looked. You look younger than you've ever looked." And I'm thinking, wow, from what? What would this have come from? What would this come from? How did this happen? And I didn't realize it was about the smoking. It was because I had smoked for years, and I didn't realize that your skin, after a few months of not smoking, will look better, will look brighter, lines and wrinkles will go away. There's a lot of things, and that's just from the outside. That's not looking inside at my lungs and my body and how much better I was feeling. But do you see what I'm saying? The way we take care of ourselves directly reflects on our health and wellness. And I know that some people say, well, Winston Churchill, you know, drank and smoked 5 cigars every day until he was a ripe old age. Well, I get it. Okay, there's some people that can do all that stuff, but did he live to 100-something? No. Did he kind of look old and craggly? Yes. I mean, we don't know how he really felt. But I mean, you know, you always got that 1 out of 10 person that can do whatever they want because of their genetics, and they still somehow live. Do you want to somehow live, or do you want to thrive? And that's what I'm talking about today. Do you want to live, or do you want to thrive? And that's the difference between A to B. I want to thrive. I don't want to just live. I want to thrive. I want to thrive in my life. I want to feel good about my life. I want to feel good in my body. I want to feel good in my skin. I want to feel vibrant. I want to be vibrant. I just don't want to look good. I want to look good, but I want to feel good as well. And so what can I do to be proactive? Well, you know, I can go in and get some tests run, make sure my blood levels are right, really do some really deep testing to really make sure, and not just generic blood testing. I mean, really getting, you know, sophisticated about it. In the future, I'm going to be doing some shows and some podcasts with some folks with some life extension facilities around the country. And we're going to really be talking more about that. It's something you might be very interested in, because this could really change your life forever. We don't really realize how much our hormones play a part in our brain function, how much our hormones play a part in our overall body function, our sexual function, our memory function, our energy functions. All those things directly correlate with our with certain things in our body. And I find that the hormones are one of the things that's mostly overlooked. Okay. In Western medicine, it's something that's definitely overlooked and something we need to take a look at, and something that a lot of physicians don't look at. You know, sometimes we feel like we have a loss of energy, we feel down, we might feel depressed. Well, when we have a loss of energy, we're going to feel slow. When we feel slow, we might feel sluggish. When we feel sluggish, we might begin to feel a little bit of some sort of onset of depression. All this stuff, yes, it could be something that needs to be dealt with as far as mental, as far as psychological aspect is concerned. However, it could be something about hormonal drive. It could be about the body's production of hormones. It could be something internal that's causing the slippery slope effect. And therefore, you know, just taking a pill is not going to be the right thing as far as some sort of pharmaceutical. It's more like taking something that's actually going to restore our hormonal level to the right levels that it needs to be. You know, I also find that when it comes to wellness and working out, oftentimes we let that go. We let that slip by. You know, we go to work, we take care of our responsibilities, we get home, we don't work out over the weekend. I mean, I work over the weekend, so I get it. But over the weekend, we find reasons not to work out. We very rarely get into the gym, very rarely get that workout and really get our heart going. And so we're not taking care of the working out part of what we need to for the wellness. We're just not doing it. And we find all kinds of excuses as to why we're not doing it. And I think this needs to end. And the buck needs to stop here when it comes to that. Because what I've found is that we have a tendency of not working out, not taking care of ourselves. But then later on, when things get bad, we wish we had. The last thing you want to do is to regret the fact that you could have been in the gym. The last thing you want to do is to have some sort of traumatic or surgery that keeps you from being at the gym or being from working out or doing that walking or doing that running. And you regret the time that you could have done that because you were healthy in an able body at that time. And it's very interesting because a lot of times we take things for granted because we see them as problems and stuff we have to do and the crap we need to do and the da-da-da-da-da that we end up sweeping that under the rug and we find reasons not to do it until later on we go, man, I really wish I really would have focused on that. I really wish I would have really taken advantage of the time that I had to do that instead of squandering that and not taking advantage of that and feeling bad and kind of feeling sad, malaise, but also going through this process that's changing my life forever. Stay tuned when I return. I'm talking more about making those changes and getting out of the comfort zone. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. What do you want to change about your current life situation? Why wait for a trauma? Why wait for some sort of medical scare? Why wait for a divorce or a midlife crisis to get out of your comfort zone and to make changes that you need in your day-to-day life? It's time. There's no time like the present. Right before the break, I was talking about health and wellness and how oftentimes we sweep working out under the rug. We don't do it. We find other reasons and other things we can do. And then later on, when some sort of catastrophe happens, something bad happens in our life, and we're unable to work out again, we feel that regret and sadness because we've missed the boat. You know, I find that oftentimes, you know, when things are good, we don't seem to use it to our advantage. We have a tendency of squandering that time, whether we're, doing things that we probably shouldn't do health-wise or not really focusing on the time at hand. We feel like we're going to have all the time in the world and until it's too late. And then it kind of hits us between the eyes and we realize that life is precious, that time is precious, that our health is very important. Okay, so working out, taking care of yourself, getting those blood tests run, really looking at your hormone levels, realizing what it's like, thinking about how you really want to feel now, not about what's right for your age, but how you want to feel all in all. Okay, just because those levels are good enough for a 65-year-old doesn't mean that you have to feel like you're a 65-year-old. We really got to start changing the perspective of healthcare all over the world. Also, taking that time to do good for your body. When you do good by your body loves you. When you do good by your body embraces you, feels good about it, takes care of you, and looks good from the inside out. So let's talk about the family dynamic. You know, family is family. You know, many of us, you know, we have a family, we have children, we're married. Are we really taking the advantage of that family? I mean, in a good way. Are we learning everything we can about our family? Are we spending as much time as we can with our family? Are we spending enough time with our kids, with our wife, with our husband? And why I ask that is oftentimes we don't spend as much time as we need, and later on we feel what? Regret. Regret because we didn't spend as much time. And I understand about work. I get it. I have to work all the time. I mean, at least right now. I mean, you know. Eventually maybe I'll be independently wealthy, right? Anyway, you know, it's the fact that we have to work, but it's like putting things into perspective. There's times that we have to work and there's no way out. And there's times that we bring work home when we have to. And then there's times that we bring work home and we need to sit back and say, do I have some other additional time to do this work? Can I spend an hour of quality time with my family right now? It's not about quantity. That's the difference. Many of us get confused. We think that it has to do with quantity. I've got to spend XYZ amount of time. I need to have all this time. No, it's about quality. How much quality time can you spend? It's not about how many days. It's not about how many hours. Because I've seen people with their quantity, and their quantity is like them sitting watching TV. Okay? Their quantity is them watching TV on a couch and not even speaking to their family. That's not quality. That's quantity. But that sure the heck ain't quality. And I would much rather spend two quality hours with my husband on a weekend than 24 hours of just sitting around watching TV. I mean, I've really changed the dynamic in my life. I would much rather have that quality time than the quantity time that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I think it's time for us to really focus on that. I think it's time for you to focus on that. Where in your life are you spending a lot of quantity but not getting a lot of quality out of it. And I think that's something we need to be aware of. I think it's something that we need to be honest about. And I think it's something that we can take to the next level and really sit there and say, hey, what can I do? What makes sense? What can I change in my dynamic and in my life to work things out for me? What can I do to override the status quo? And what measures can I take to really focus on that quantity? You know, when I'm working at the office in between clients, therapy clients, and coaching clients, I do a lot of shows. I record a lot of shows. I go to the studio, do a lot of live shows. I also do a lot of bookkeeping and website management and social media updates so people understand about the upcoming shows and the TV show. I'm working on the pre-production for season 2 for The Celebrity Perspective. You know, we're on Amazon Prime right now. My TV show, The Celebrity Perspective, season 1 is on Amazon Prime. It's free with the Prime membership. And I'm working on season 2. And it's a lot of work, but I try to work efficiently per thing so that it makes the most sense. I used to be all about, you know, just sitting here for hours and hours and hours when 1 hour was of good work and the other 6 hours on that one thing was kind of just a waste of my time because my mind wasn't focused. I wasn't taking care of my body. I wasn't eating properly. I didn't have enough mental energy to stick to it. Do you see what I'm saying? And all these things play a part. All of these things, our health and our wellness and the way we work and our quality versus quantity, are all important factors of our life because there has to be more than just this. And I don't want to condemn what we're doing, but I'm saying, why not get out of our comfort zone? Why not get out of that zone and find some cool stuff? Find some really neat stuff that we haven't found earlier because we were too busy doing the quantity when we could be doing the quality. You know, I like to talk right now about travel. About travel. I found that traveling, and I haven't been able to do a lot of it in my lifetime, and I definitely want to make a change to that, but I found that traveling can be very valuable. It can be a very valuable thing. And traveling can really add to your quality of life. And I had such a difficult time trying to figure when I could travel. Like, it overwhelms me still when I leave because, you know, I have clients and I have work and I get overwhelmed and I'm like, oh no, oh no, what's going to happen? I'm going to be out of town and, you know, how is this all going to go down? And I get scared because I want to, you know, continue working and I work for myself. So I don't have like a huge corporation helping me and I don't have a whole team and, you know, I'm just, you know, it's a lot of grassroots here. And so it can be a little overwhelming and scary sometime because you feel as though, you know, things are going to fall apart, you know, if you don't watch out. You know, things will fall apart. Stuff's going to fall apart if you don't keep it together. And I find that to be, a little overwhelming. And I find that sometimes we don't take the travel because we're too scared to leave or we don't feel like there's ever the right time to leave. You know, what if there's never a right time? What if there's never a right time to leave? What if we're kind of just running and we're always worried? Well, is this the right time to leave? Is it the right time? And I think we have to sit back and say, you know what, there's not ever going to be a right time to take a vacation probably. It's like looking for the right time to have a child. I don't think there's ever going to be a perfect time to have a child. I don't think you're going to sit there and say, wow, this is it. It's the perfect time to have a child. It's the perfect time. You know, I don't think anybody's going to feel that way. I think that it's going to look like overwhelming. It's going to be scary. It's going to be a problematic situation. There's going to be a lot of issues and stuff that arise, and it's going to be put on the back burner. I think, you know, oftentimes, you know, when somebody has to really plan a pregnancy or have a surrogate, oftentimes those are put on the back burner because you're actually planning. You know, to get pregnant and not planning it is often, I think, how most people get pregnant and have a child, because otherwise, I think if you plan it all the time, you never do it. Much like taking a trip. If you waited and planned and planned and planned and planned, you might not ever take it. because it might not be the right time. It's just like getting out of the comfort zone. When is the right time to get out of the comfort zone? Is there ever a good time to get out of the comfort zone? Is there ever a proper time to get out of the comfort zone? Interesting. I ask you that question because there's always going to be something that gets in the way. There's always going to be something that's scary or overwhelming or fearful or panicking or whatever. Oh my gosh, or I have this stuff at work, or I have to do this and I have to do that, or I really want to do this job. I really want to, you know, delve into this and change, you know, some of what I'm working on, but is it the right time? Will people gravitate to it? Will it be a waste of my time? Will people, you know, find that it's appropriate? There's a lot of things that go on, and we sometimes just have to do what? We got to take the leap. You got to take the leap. If we don't take the leap, we'll never know. If we don't take the leap, we'll always wonder. If we don't take the leap, we'll have a lot of regret, and we'll wonder and we'll worry if we missed out on our life. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. On YouTube, search Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, and I have videos that come out every single week on different topics about relationships and marriage and health and wellness, you know, as well as making those changes in your life that can really, really wake you up and tune you into a new vibration. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all-natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs, too. It's vet-approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They'd do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities. These strategies in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking you, what do you want to change about your current life situation? Why wait for a midlife crisis or a tragedy or a change in life to make you wait to make these changes? It doesn't make any sense. You know, I feel like it's time is of the essence. Right before the break, I was talking about taking some time to do some traveling. You know, oftentimes we wait on the travel thing. It's almost like waiting to have a baby. It's never going to be the right time. You know, we have all these responsibilities, these situations, these issues at home and work, responsibilities, kids and family and all that kind of stuff that we have a tendency of putting it off. And I found that one of the most rewarding things we can do in our life is to travel, to see the world, to see how other cultures live, to understand people and places and things. And it can be very rewarding, mentally stimulating, and emotionally awesome. And I think oftentimes we overlook this, the ability to travel to really show us how we can be better people, how we can learn more, and how we can feel more connected to our planet Earth and the people around us. So, you know, I want to offer some direction right now because I think direction is key. I mean, I can sit there and talk about these things and we can talk about this and those and these things. Arnold Schwarzenegger, remember that? These and those and these things. But we need to really focus on what we can do to really make this change to our life situation. The first thing that you can ask yourself, or what are my lifetime goals? What are those goals in life that I've had for a long time that I haven't yet pursued? What are the goals that I've had for a long time in my life that I haven't yet pursued? Okay. I'm sure you got that in your head right now. You got it? Okay. So why haven't you? I know that for some of you, that just pushed you in a good way. For some of you, that made you like irritated. And for some of you, it was like hearing the voices in your head even louder than before. It was almost like, you know, Sony sound, THX 5.1, you know, Dolby Digital right there. And so I'm asking you, what are the goals you want to attain in life? What are the ones you wanted to pursue? And why haven't you done it? Okay. I think it's a big deal. I think it's something you need to think about. It's something I'm thinking about. It's something that I'm working on. I'm not just thinking about it. I'm working on it. This is something that I think can change my life forever. I think it's something that can really, maximize my life. I think it's something that I have to do. I think it's something I have to do. And I think for many of you out there, you have some goals and dreams of some things that you have to do. At least try. The second thing is to get out of that comfort zone. I mean, a lot of us are in these comfort zones. Wow, we are tied into them. We are so into our comfort zone, we don't know what to do about it. I mean, that comfort zone, that comfort zone, that comfort zone. But to me, that comfort zone can be very uncomfortable. Very, very uncomfortable. The comfort zone can be very, 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 very uncomfortable. And so we have to sit there and think, okay, how do we get out of it? We've gotten in it. We've probably been in the zone for a long time. It's offered us some shelter from the storm. It's offered us to feel better, more secure. It's offered us whatever that is that it's offered us. But now it's time to get out of that comfort zone. We've been there long enough, and we need to move on. And it can be very scary. I got it. It can be very scary, but it's time for us to do it. And it's time for us to really focus on how that comfort zone has been a friend to us for a little while, but it's really what? It's held us back. It's a big time deal breaker. Holds us back, keeps us out of dealing with our dreams, keeps us away from living our dreams, keeps us scared. What if bad things happen? Keeps us scared. What if bad things happen in our life? We get scared about that kind of stuff. You see what I'm saying? Because we're so used to it. We're so used to being in that comfort zone. It becomes like this safe zone. And in reality, it's not a very safe zone. It actually puts us in a spot where we might live with a lot of regret and sadness. Because at least we need to try. Not everything we want to do in life might be exactly what we want to do or what we should be doing, but I think we got to try. And if it's good purpose and it's not hurting anybody and it's for the best of all concerned, I mean, I think you got to go for it. You got to challenge yourself. You got to push yourself. Last but not least, you got to make your own rules in life. Okay, you got to make your own rules in life. I listen to people think, you know, oh, what they have to do. Well, I have to do this, and everybody else is doing this, and I have to do that. Do you really have to do that? Or is that just you saying that you have to do that? Is that just you saying that you have to do that? Or are you going with the social norms? Are you going with the social norms? Interesting, huh? Very, very interesting. Many of us feel like we have to go with the social norms. We have to do things by the book the way other people do. But do we? To me, that just seems like not original. Yes, I agree. I got married. So that's a societal norm. And I live in a house with my spouse. That's a societal norm. I have a dog. That's pretty much a societal norm. I don't have children right now. So it's kind of going against the societal norm. But everything in my career has kind of been against the societal norm, and my dreams and aspirations are big, and I'm going to work to pursue them, and that's against the societal norm. So why not do things that are original? Why not live an original life? Because otherwise, we're just trying to compare ourselves to others and trying to fit in, but what's the point of fitting in? What's the point of fitting in? There's no point. There is no point in fitting in. I feel like when we try to fit in, we lose ourselves. When we try to fit in, we lose ourselves. And that's what I find that many of us are trying to do on a daily basis, is trying to fit in. Trying to look the part, when in reality, we don't need to be worrying that about whatsoever. And I think we have to get out of the mindset of trying to blend. I think we have to embrace our independence. I know we have to. I embrace my independence every day. And sometimes, you know, I get weak feelings. Sometimes I feel insecure. Sure. I'm human too. But I know that those situations will pass, and I have to understand and I have to reflect, and I got to go within me and say, why are you insecure? Why are you feeling like this? Why are you this? Why are you that? You've got to jump up to the plate and basically take your power. It's time. It's time for you to graduate and to take that torch and run with your power and do what you want and be who you want to be. There's no competing with other people. There's no, and then none of that matters at all. Keeping up with the Joneses matters none. It's all up to you. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.